This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent. I'll be here for 4 hours. So we'll be here about 10 o'clock Eastern time. We're here to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I apologize ahead of time. Seems like every Sunday I get a little bit under the weather right before the show. It's wonderful. And then show ends, and hey, poof, I'm back. So I apologize ahead of time. I'm going to try to keep my coughing away from the radio. You don't want to hear that. Nobody wants to hear that. So, but anyways, we'll continue in. Just want to, we had our Thanksgiving holiday this past Thursday. Again, I just want to reach out and say thank you. I'm very thankful for all of the listeners here. Everybody has been supportive of the family, so we do appreciate you. I just want to pass that along one more time because it is very important to our family. It's great to get together, see each other, and share that that family traditions with each other. One of our great family traditions that we had when my family owned the nursery in Maine. We owned a nursery in Scarborough called the Family Patch. And it was a Thanksgiving tradition that we would get our Christmas trees in Thanksgiving morning. A lot of them came from Canada, so the Canadians don't have our Thanksgiving. They have their own type of Thanksgiving. So it was just a regular day for them. Us, it was our Thanksgiving holiday. But what we would do is we'd have the trucks come in the morning, have the whole crew there, unload the trucks, get them all out, open up as many as we could, and at 12 noon, Arlo Guthrie would come on with Alice's Restaurant, and we'd all just stop what we were doing. That was it. That was the bell. We were done for the day, and now we would head home, and the whole way home listen to Alice's Restaurant. So it was a pretty cool tradition that, you know, we continued when we shut the nursery down. We just listened to it every Thanksgiving as it was at noon, and we knew from there, all right, Thanksgiving started, let's get going. So I can still hear my father singing the words to that song, and he loved that song. It was for those of you who know out there, it was a song that was supposed to be about the draft. But heard a lot of other things in there, and the basis of it, it's a pretty funny story. So it was, that's a great family tradition that we always had, and always enjoyed and still carry on. So it was nice to have, nice to hear. You just felt like it was back in the day when I was young and hanging out with the family doing that type of thing. So that was just one of our Thanksgiving traditions. Obviously, there's tons more, but that was one of my favorite. So that was pretty cool stuff to have. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, right now, it's where I am in Lowell, it's raining. It's supposed to end by around 10 or 11 this morning, maybe earlier, and then be a nice day. Some rain on Monday with 44 as your temperature, and then Tuesday, 46. So one of the reasons why I'm bringing this up temperature-wise is be good if you haven't put your wilt stop or your wilt proof on your evergreens. Tuesday would be a great day to be doing it. The temperatures you need are need over 40 degrees. To be spraying on there. That wilt proof or wilt stop is it's like an oil that you put over the top of the leaves that holds the moisture into your evergreens. Makes them last longer. Protects them through the winter. In the winter, you know, the ground is frozen. The roots are really doing their thing underground, but the leaves up there are kind of left unprotected. So that's why we use this spray. It's an anti-desiccant spray that you cover the leaves with. And a couple things. Wilt proof will last about 3 to 4 months. Wilt stop will last 2 months, maybe a little bit longer. But as I said before, it needs to be a 40-degree day. And we look like Tuesday is probably a good day. If you can't do it Tuesday, do it Thursday or Friday. Looks like there's possible snow showers on Wednesday, but it's the weather in New England, and I mean, what's that, 3 days away from now, it'll probably change and be sunny and, well, no, I was going to say 70, but not that, we can't get that extreme, it'll probably just stay sunny and be 40s. So, just one of those things, if you haven't done it yet, and you were worried about, okay, well, we had all the snow, we had the rain, it's over, yeah, it's not over yet. You know, you got to just keep on trucking here. And like I said, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, perfect days to be spraying your wilt stop or wilt proof. The other great thing that you can be using with that product, so say you use it and you're like, oh, I have some left. You can use it on your Christmas wreaths or your Christmas tree to hold that moisture in while they're inside. Bringing them inside with the heat, it's going to hold the water into the tree itself. So there's multiple uses for it, which is pretty cool. So that's one thing to really look at when you're doing it. If you're saying, all right, you know, I have a little bit left, but I got a Christmas tree, I got some Christmas wreaths that I'm going to bring inside where the heat is, then it's something to spray to try and help them really be better off in the house for you, to allow them to absorb that water as needed versus in that shock when it comes into heat and trying to absorb as much water as possible. So it's just some things you should be doing at this point. The phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call. If you know, it's now officially the Christmas season. I know where I am. I work at Mahoney's in Winchester. Been there for a couple years here, and you know, this time of year is really crazy busy. These past couple weeks, getting in our Christmas trees, getting in the wreaths, getting in the garland, getting in all the specialty trees, etc. A lot of different ones that we're trying to keep in the shade. Keeping the coolers, you know, there's a lot of specialty trees that go right into a cooler to keep them cool so they don't get so they don't dry out so quickly. Some of the garlands, the West Coast greens, West Coast wreaths, etc. So it's been about 2 weeks of 3 to 4 trucks a day trying to get everything in for the holiday and get things ready. And I know that's the same for a lot of garden centers out there. Your local garden centers are doing the same, getting everything ready. And, you know, Friday, Saturday, I was at work, and it was just crazy busy with people coming in, getting into that holiday spirit, getting their Christmas tree, their wreath, getting it ready. So it was nice to see people out there being excited, being happy, and enjoying, you know, getting ready for the holiday. So get out there. There's lots of different types of trees that you can purchase now. It's not just your old-fashioned balsam fir. tree. There's a bunch of different ones out there now. My father's written a few different articles on his newsletter in the past of what there were types, but just a couple to give you some information. There's the balsam fir. There's the Fraser fir. Some people use a Douglas fir, a Scotch pine, a white pine, noble fir. There's also a Nordman fir. There is a, let's see, there's a blue spruce that some people will have. It's not typical. There's also, like I said, the noble fir. That's a very, very nice, strong branch, typical ace shape. So it's a really nice one to use. So the balsam fir is your traditional fir. It has that Christmassy type smell. It's really really nice looking tree. Your Fraser fir has that Christmassy look to it. Has a bit of that traditional smell, but has a stronger branching and longer needle retention. So that's a really good one. Some of the other ones that my father had talked about are more of like an old time tree that you would find maybe in the 80s or 90s, like the Douglas fir, the Scotch pine, white pine. You don't really see those in garden centers much anymore. So there's a few out there, but definitely get out there if you celebrate Christmas and get your Christmas tree and get that inside and get that ready for your holiday season. But if you have any questions today, give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe. If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Your phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. Again, I apologize if you hear breaks here and there. I'm trying to keep my coughing away from the microphone. I don't know what it is about Sundays, but I start off the day all nasally and congested, and by the end of the day, I'm fine. So it's one of those things that we'll just keep on keeping on. But it's that Christmas time of year, so it's a great time of year. It's fun stuff. Always remember great traditions with the family where, you know, on Fridays, my father, myself, and another one of our staff at the family patch, when we had the family patch, would spend the night at the nursery, and we would decorate wreaths for the weekend. We would stay up all night, do as much as we can, and get everything ready for the weekend so that the weekend's staff and everybody else wouldn't have to be decorating wreaths. They could be helping customers. So it was a lot of fun. I was younger. So it was fine to sleep on a nursery bench, which is those metal benches, the big guys. You put a little bit of cardboard down and a blanket, and you're good to go. Nowadays, I'm not sure how I could do that, but you know, that was one of our traditions back Christmas time each year. Sounds a little bit silly to be excited about that, but it was, you know, when you're 16, 17, even younger, 12, 14, and you can spend a night at the nursery, you know, it seems like it shouldn't be done, and you just do it and, you know, stay up all night making Christmas wreaths, getting people excited for that type of time of year. So that's, you know, looking back on it, this would be you know, I would have already done one of them this weekend, so it's some fun stuff. So Christmas wreaths were a great tradition in our family. We always did our mail order wreaths the past, I don't know how many years, I want to say 20 years we had done it, maybe 19 years, and this year we passed it on to my brother's company, Fiddleheads Gardens, Fiddleheads Flowers. Cape Elizabeth. They're pleased to honor the over 30-year traditions of the Paul Parent Garden Club by offering new holiday wreaths for 2018. Lauren Springer, CEO and founder of Fiddleheads, joined by award-winning designer Jason Parent. Yes. Son of Paul and my brother have three new styles, locally sourced, double-sided, and handmade in Maine. To order your wreath, log on to www.fiddleheadflorist.com. A portion of the sale will go to the Paul Parent Garden Club in his memory. Shop Fiddleheads, shop local, shop Maine. So that tradition continues, as we've talked about multiple traditions today. That tradition will continue as well. So phone number here is 855-660-4261. We got some callers on the line. So Nathan, who's up first today?
We got just a little bit of time to introduce, but Barry in South Carolina is waiting.
Barry, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I'd first like to offer my condolences on the loss of your dad.
Thank you.
I got to listen to him for several years recently. Anyhow, you're doing a good job filling in.
Thank you.
Filling the slot. I've got a question. I've got a couple of items growing on my property I need to cut back.
Yep.
Want to start with the fig tree. I've got a fig tree that's grown wild for, oh, God, I don't know, maybe 10 years. It had some trees that grew up around it, the volunteer or squirrel planted, one or the other. Anyway, and this thing is now about, I would say, 15 feet tall. And several trunks. I'd like to start this thing over. The best of my knowledge, this tree has been here, God, I bet you 25 years at least, and it's spread out. It's sent out limbs or sent out roots in all different directions. How hard can I cut that back to get a new start?
The general rule of thumb is by a third. But I can go over a little bit more of that on the other side of the break. We're just going to go to the break right now. I wanted to get you on the line so we can get some info.
Thank you.
But on the other side of the break, I'll give you some more information on everything you can do to it to try and get that ready and, you know, get it stronger, bigger, et cetera, in the future. So hang tight. We'll be right back after this break.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a cover storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Travel experts say today is actually likely to be the busiest travel day of the year, with people who've been on the road for Thanksgiving all heading home at once, and a couple of storms will affect things. In the east, there's some trouble with icing and flooding from western North Carolina through western Maryland and parts of Pennsylvania and southern New York. A second storm is dumping snow on the Rocky Mountain region, and by later today will bring some heavy snows to Wisconsin, Illinois, and Michigan. Mexico is reportedly saying no to a migrant asylum asylum deal with the United States. Reports are Mexico's incoming interior minister said the plan to have migrants stay in Mexico while their asylum claims move through U.S. courts has now been rejected. This follows earlier reports, including one in the Washington Post, claiming the Trump administration had negotiated a deal with the incoming administration in Mexico. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
Again, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Barry from South Carolina about a fig tree that he had in the yard, and he wants to prune it back. So, Barry, a couple things that you can be doing. So the best time to really be pruning a fig tree is when it goes dormant, which would be the winter season usually. South Carolina, you're a little different climate than we are. So what I want you to do is wait till all the leaves have really fallen off. Is that something that's happened yet, or we still have some on there?
This thing, like I said, it has about 3 to 4 trunks, and they're maybe 6 to 8 inches in diameter.
Yep.
Varying. And it does throw out some new growth in the spring, around the bottom, but the top is really ugly. I mean, the branches just brown out and they fall off, and it's pretty much dead up there.
Yep. So what I would do is I'd definitely get rid of a lot of the top that's already turning brown or are not looking good. But it's you want to wait till the tree's dormant. Have the leaves all fallen off yet, or is it still have some on there?
I think most of them have gone. It's pretty bare.
Okay, so this is the perfect time to be pruning a fig tree. It's the ideal time. So this is something you should almost do every year if you want to kind of cut it back and make it so it's not as many issues on top. I said, the rule of thumb is by a third. You can do a third or a quarter. I always like to go a third, just so it's easier when you're looking at it. The other thing you want to take a look at doing is see any of the cross branches, any branches that are rubbing up against each other.
Right.
cut back any of those, you know, one of them. Choose which one you think is going to be the stronger of the branches and cut the other one off to allow it to thin out a little bit. A lot of the branches that are more of at like a 45-degree angle or more vertical are your better growing type branches. You don't want the ones that are going to be kind of going down, you know, towards more like a 90-degree angle straight down or straight up. You know what I mean? You want those angles to be nice and gradual, not like an extreme, going straight up or straight down, that type of thing. So you want to get rid of some of those. The other thing is the suckers that grow on the lower part. As you know, you said you had a couple trunks down there, but you'll notice that little ones that are coming out of there, little shoots. That's sucker growth. You want to get rid of those. The sucker growth, all it really does is takes water away from the plant and focus away from the rest of the plant.
Yeah.
The sucker is just water trying to shoot straight up. It comes out like a half inch or so and then shoots directly straight up. So that's one of the things you want to get rid of because it's not helping the plant. By doing that third of a cut, though, it can really help you in next year's growth with more figs, etc. But I would continue to do it every year around this time. With the prune back, no matter what. Even if you're like, all right, it looks perfect to me, get that cut back so you can get the energy to restore into the plant, and it will refocus in the spring and then branch out for you and be stronger and probably provide more figs for you.
Good.
All right.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. I was of a mind to cut it back to a stump, really. I mean... This was my mother-in-law's garden plot, and this thing is in the back corner. Anyway, so okay.
Go ahead with your second.
The second thing I wanted to ask you about was a crepe myrtle.
Okay.
In cutting that back some. This one is rather young. It came to us in a bag of twigs. From the Arbor Day Foundation.
Yeah.
It really took off. This is its first year in the ground, and it's grown quite a bit. It's about 5 feet maybe, throwing branches in every direction. It didn't do much flowering this summer, but it did some.
Mm-hmm.
Looks good and healthy, but I'd like to cut it back to kind of get it growing, you know, so it's shaped a little better.
Yep.
When is a good time to do that?
So usually towards the end of the season as well. If you're looking to get tons of flowers, that top cutting the straight across isn't the best way to be doing it. You know, there are different ways you've seen them. They look like stumps sometimes in the winter out there. There's just like different branches with nothing on them, and you're like, oh, that's looks great. You know, one of those types of things. But it's really you don't want to just completely cut it straight down. So that's the start of it. What you want to cut on that one, again, is the suckers coming from the base. That same thing. Right. It's just taken away from it.
Yeah.
Any of the side branches that are growing from the main trunks up to a height of about like 4 feet, you want to prune those out. Excuse me. Any of the branches growing inwards, like towards the center of the tree... Because you want the air to be able to flow in there and the sunlight to flow into that area. You don't want it to... you want the air, like I said, to be able to flow through easily and the sunlight to be actually... to be able to go in there. So that's, you know, something you should be doing. And anything that's kind of growing at, like, an awkward angle, it doesn't make sense to you. I'm sorry. I feel like I'm about to sneeze. I don't want to sneeze on you here.
Well, bless you.
Thank you. So, you know, it's really doing some of that. You don't really, like I said, you don't want to top it off because it just, if you're looking to get more flowers on it, the topping off of it can really affect it with your flowers for the season. But it's really just cleaning up a few things in there, getting the branches that are crossing again, getting the branches that are coming onto the inside so you can actually get some air flowing through there.
Then you take those off right at the main trunk.
Yeah, the ones that are on the inside there, take them off at the main trunk. You want to do it in late winter to do that. So that could be, for you guys, it's a little bit different down in South Carolina. I'm not sure when your spring really starts for you guys. When would you say that happens?
Well, to tell you the truth, I think we start seeing spring weather probably in May.
Okay.
April.
It's about the same as us.
It's been kind of weird here lately. I mean, we've already had frost. We've had temperatures down into the 20s at night, different things like that.
Okay, so you're pretty much you're close to what we have. You get nicer, sunnier, warmer days later in the season compared to us.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
So that, yeah, right. That's nice, right?
Recently, we have in the past 4 weeks or so, we haven't. It's been wet, rain. We did have a few days of sun, but the temperatures had a hard time breaking the high 50s. But okay, so wait till the later part of the winter for that.
Yeah, later winter to get some of those. But again, by topping it off, a lot of people will top them off. You get some weaker growth on the top, and it's not as strong. So you don't know what's happening is you're not allowing the tops to get into that woody structure and be stronger long term for you. You're constantly cutting it back and constantly having new growth on the top versus having a woodier structure that'll be stronger long term for you.
Right.
Like I said, suckers is a good way to do it. Anything that's kind of growing, odd on there, coming inward angles into the center, clean it up, allow that sun and the air to flow through there. It really should help it.
Okay. If you've got time, I've got one more I need to ask you about.
Sure.
This is a hawthorn, the same thing, twig in a wet bag. We started these in pots first, and four trees survived, plus the crepe myrtle. So we got five out of, I think, 10 or 12 or whatever they sent. But anyway, I've got this one hawthorn. It grew straight up to about, I don't know, I'd say 8 or 9 feet.
Yep.
And down maybe 4 feet from the ground, it's got four little branches that go out at a, not quite a 45. They're more straight out than that. But can I just take the top off of that thing and see if it'll work?
After that 4 feet, is it just straight up the top?
Exactly.
And no branching coming off the sides or anything like that?
Yeah.
Okay, so you could definitely, with a hawthorn, when you're starting it off, one of the things you should do going forward, if you're going to do it again, is when it gets to be about 4 to 6 feet, that's when you'll start to prune it and prune it to shape it, because that'll happen with the hawthorn. It'll have that growth on the bottom, like 4 to 6 feet, and then it'll just shoot up. So I wouldn't cut it all the way back to where the branching starts, because you're going to have like a flat tree, like a square or a rectangle type, you know what I mean? So cut it back. So looking at it, so if you said the branching's like 4 feet, so you have 5 feet of just straight up growth, maybe cut 3 feet back of that.
Those little branches are maybe even less than that. They might be 3.5 feet, but the top, the center trunk has just gone so high that when the wind blows, it bends over and touches the ground. It's like a whip.
Okay. So you definitely want to tip that off. On that one, kind of look at the tree, say, all right, my branching's at 3-4 feet tall, and then I have this twig that's 6 feet tall. let's right. cut it back, you know, at least half. Okay, don't,
okay.
you know, probably half is the best to kind of get it started, but you could go a little bit more. The way I'm thinking is, so what happens when you prune is there's hormones in the branches. The lead hormone is the one that's right at the tip and it's going straight up. That's its goal. Go as high as I can or go as wide as I can, etc. Now, when you cut it back, there's two hormones that try to compete to become the next tip.
Okay.
Okay, so you'll have some branching coming off of that. And then, you know, you kind of want to look at it and say, if I were to cut it here, am I going to have a gap that's 4 feet wide in between branches? You know what I mean?
Right.
So kind of look at it and say, all right, if I cut it here, I can start forming this tree in a nice way versus, you know, 5 feet of a trunk and then branching and then another 3 feet of trunk and branching.
Yeah.
So that you kind of have to look at it that way. Okay. So that's what I would do just to cut it back. But kind of on those other branches on the side, tip those just a little bit to get them to shoot out the hormones as well. Okay?
Okay.
And you can do that when it's dormant. Best time of year, the you know, winter months. You can be doing that anytime.
Okay. Great.
All right,
well,
Barry.
Thank you so much. I
thank you so much
it.
For the phone calls, for the phone call and the questions. Great questions. Helped me learn a little bit of your climate down there, so I appreciate it.
Thank you.
We'll talk
Have
with you soon. You too.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes. and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Go right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Robert in Manchester.
Robert, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yes, I was wondering if you could help me with kind of a situation I have. I'm not sure how, the best way to handle it.
Okay. What was that?
7 weeks ago, I received through the mail a mail order thing, and I thought it would be just roots, but it was actually growing plants with leaves on them and everything. It was called hummingbird mint.
Okay.
And it, like a flowering mint, I guess, that draws hummingbirds.
Yep.
And I have a thing here. I don't have my reading glasses on now, but its name is something. I'm holding it further away so I can see it. A-G-A.
Yeah, it's an Agastache.
Yes, Tango.
Okay, the Tango. Yeah. Okay.
Now, my situation was I woke up one day, I guess it's been about 2 weeks now, and I went out and I had some errands I had to do that morning. I went out, felt fine all day. I got home and my plan was to rake leaves, and the first thing I was going to do was plant the plants. And for some reason, which was very unlike me, I usually just got out and do it, but I couldn't get myself to get off the couch to rake leaves.
Oh, I understand that. I barely like to get off the couch to rake leaves. I got you.
But then later, my granddaughter came by with her boyfriend, and they raked some piles.
Yep.
And I heard on the news that it was going to rain out, so I got out at night, about 9 o'clock. I eventually pushed myself out, and I was feeling really chilly, and everything, and all of a sudden I'm achy and everything. And I said, gee, I feel kind of like what I do when I get the flu coming on.
Yeah.
So I got out there, I was able to get the powers picked up, and I got in the house again, and then I started really feeling terrible. And the next day I had a regularly scheduled doctor's appointment because I'm on blood thinners.
Yep.
And to check my blood level, plus they were going to give me a B12 shot. And the first thing that I did when they got in there, when I mentioned I didn't feel well, is they stuck things up my nose to take samples. And sure enough, I had the flu. So anyway, it lasted about, just felt miserable for about a week and a half. Still not over it yet. In the meantime, you know, I the only thing I ate all week is one bowl of cereal.
Oh, jeez.
But then one day I'm walking by the box where the plants are, and I said, oh, gee, the plants. And
yeah.
So I stuck them in a thing of water.
Yep.
In the sink. And now one of them seems to have survived because it's growing, you know, things, and the other one seems to be dead.
Yep.
Now my question is, since then we've had the snow and the ground freezing and everything, but my plan was to kind of put it in a spot that's sunny, but I didn't want to put it where I have other perennials growing that would overpower it and maybe choke it out.
Yep.
So I was going to take some dirt maybe from a compost pile, thinking that might not be frozen yet, or if necessary, just buy a bag of dirt and pour it into kind of a little depression area that the hole and fill that in and then plant the root in there. But then my thought is, am I better off just keeping it growing indoors, or am I better off letting it go through its dormant cycle and planting it outside when the weather warms up a little bit?
Yeah, it's definitely wants to go through a dormancy period for the winter. So what I would suggest doing, plant it into a pot, you know, maybe 8-inch pot, 1-gallon type pot.
Right.
Get it planted, and then take it and put it in like a basement, maybe in like a, you know, bulkhead area or somewhere where it's not going to get extreme temperature changes, like the, you know, 70s during the day, with the, you know, and at night going down to 30, etc. Something like that. You want it maybe in the basement or like a garage, that type of thing. Give it its dormancy period. And what I want you to do is basically only water it like every 3 to 4 weeks. Don't, you know, kind of let it go through that dormancy period.
Just a little bit of water, not too much.
Yeah, you don't want it to soak because you don't want it to rot in the
okay.
pot. Because you kind of want to, like, set it and forget it. Let it sit and not worry about it. I think that's going to be your best way to do it. I wouldn't put it outside at this point. You're really going to shock the plant. But I think by doing that, you should be fine.
Okay.
Keep it, you know, planting it up.
A foliage that's grown, new,
yep.
new foliage that's grown up in it.
Yeah, you definitely, I think in a basement, that type of thing would be great.
I have a bulkhead. Would that be
perfect.
That work out?
Perfect.
Okay, yeah.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.